we know. So today is the beginning of Advent. It is an unusual season. You know, as our calendar year and our calendars start to wear out, we're getting towards the end of the year. But in the church calendar, Advent is actually the beginning of the year. Today marks the first day of the new church year. And it seems a little strange because we begin the church year by looking at the end, by looking at that time when we pray and we hope and we long for Christ's return, when in fact everything will be made right. Because the problem is that we live in what you might call an already, not yet time. As people of faith, we already are saved. We are already children of God. We are already brought into His kingdom. But not yet do we have the fullness of what God has for us. We still live in a world that has all sorts of pain, violence, illness, tragedy, accidents, natural disasters. We live in a world where we still battle with our own flesh, our own desires. So while we already have the benefits of Christ before us, not yet do we experience the fullness of what God has in store for us. So the season of Advent is a season of preparation, and it is a season of waiting. And because of this, our scriptures this time of year can sound a little harsh, because the scriptures are calling us to look forward and to have certain things in mind, and that is to be ready, to be prepared for the Lord's coming. We saw this in our gospel, and we saw this in our passage from Romans 13, this language that Paul uses of waking up. Don't be asleep any longer. Paul says, it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. The night is far gone. The day is near. Throughout Scripture, we see this illustration of night and day. Night is that time where, and it's that the age of darkness, where the power of darkness has sway over this world. We live in a world that is still in the nighttime, where evil has its way, where the power of darkness has its way. But Paul gives us a word of hope here, and he tells us that the night is far gone. It's mostly over. The day is coming soon. And Paul urges then his readers, and he urges us then, to not be sleeping, but to wake up. And the sleep here is it's being spiritually inattentive to the matters at hand. It's not living as though you are a person of faith. Far too many of us, though we are people of faith, though we are believers in Christ and we come to receive from the Lord on a weekly basis, far too many of us are dressed and live as though it is the night. But night is ending, and so it is time to wake up and to put on the armor of faith. Paul goes into this and he tells his people, he tells you and I to live honorably. Another way to say that would be to say to live decently. Live as though it is always the day. We know that a lot of bad things literally happen at night, right? For some reason, that is the time when you feel you can get away with certain things. You feel like you can let things go. We are urged by Scripture to live as though it is always day. And Paul then gives us a list of things that we should not be a part of. In verse 13 of Romans 13, he tells us to live as, or let us live honorably or decently as in the day, not in reveling, in drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. In other words, Paul is listing off things that are about excess, about partying in excess, about being drunk in excess. Those long words there, debauchery and licentiousness, that's a sexual promiscuity. That's self-indulgence. Now, Paul isn't saying here that alcohol is evil by itself, or that sex is not evil by itself, but there are places for these things, and there are limits on them. In the case of sex, it's within marriage. These, for Paul, are the things of darkness, and they do not belong in the life of a believer. We are to be ready for when Christ returns, because if we live in things like these, we can be pulled away from the very faith that Christ has given us, so that when He comes, we will be like the person who is left in the field, one taken, the other left behind. And all these things of the night, they lead to quarreling, and they lead to jealousy, they lead to strife, discord, they lead to a rivalry between one person and another. They give you a jealous concern over your own self. They do not belong in the life of a person of faith. Now, these are tough words. And at times, Christianity is accused of being a killjoy on life, but sorry, that's the way it is. They're not my words, they're the Lord's words. There is, in fact, a cost to following Christ. There is a way of suffering, to give up those things of the flesh and to put your eyes on the one who has saved you. So Paul uses language here where he tells you to take off these clothes, these things that belong to the night. Instead, he tells us in verse 14, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on the armor of light. Many of us have children, some far grown, some still young. You might remember when your kids were young, say in kindergarten, first grade, and they were in school, and maybe even before they were in school, and you'd go and you'd have to wake them up in the morning sometimes, especially if they're in school, and you might go in there and they're really groggy, they don't want to wake up, maybe their clothes and their bedding is soiled from wetting the bed or something like that in the night, and they're dirty. You get them out of bed, you rouse them, you wake them, you take off their dirty clothing. You walk them as they hide their eyes from the light to the shower and the bath, and you scrub them, you wash them, you get away all the filth of the night, and then you take them out and you put on fresh clothes for them. And all of a sudden they have a step. They're ready to go for the day. They're living as one who has been claimed and cleaned. When Paul tells us to put on the Lord Jesus Christ, he is reminding us of the clothing that we were put on, that we were dressed in when we were washed, which is when you were baptized, where the Lord claimed you as his child and washed away the guilt, the dirtiness of your sin, and put new, fresh clothing upon you. The clothes that are Jesus Christ. The Lord has claimed you in baptism, has given you faith. And each morning then we are called to rise in the Lord's forgiveness, in what Christ has done for you on the cross. Maybe the previous night, maybe the previous day, you didn't live as a Christian should. But you are baptized. And each morning, the Lord's mercies are new. And each morning, you rise in the promises that God has given you. In faith, lay claim to what the Lord has done for you. Lay claim to the new clothes that He has blessed you with. So that as we await Christ's return, we might live and serve each and every day in the promises of what He has done for us. In the knowledge that He is coming back to take this not yet time and to make it a now time when everything is made right. And you can live in the joy of your Father and of the Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever. Amen.